Okay, let's begin our discussion of Maisros Daf Chavtes, and we are on Chav Ches Mabez, the Mishnah, as we continue here in the third parak, talking about various issues of Gemar Malacha, and what is the Halacha in terms of Chatzer. Chatzer is one of the six events, and today we talk about the Mishnah. What happens if something is growing in the Chatzer? We know one needs Knisa L'Chatzer is enough to be Koveil Maisros. What happens if something is growing in the Chatzer and I want to pick it? Can I snack on that? Is that considered a already in the chatzer, right? Is it the maisa or is it the result? One might ask. If you need a maisa kenisa, then you didn't have a maisa kenisa. It grew here. If one is just the result of being in the chatzer, so then in the chatzer it is. So says the Mishnah, Te'ena shiyomedes b'chatzer. If you have a fig tree that is growing in the chatzer, ochala chazach hazupater. So we don't say that it is automatic in terms of it's already the chatzis, therefore it's already nikva even for a snacking. No, you're still allowed to eat one by one. Upater, that's called a snacking and achilas arai. V'mzirev chayef, but if somebody takes more than one at a time, you have two figs in your hands, so then one is chayef. That is already considered a more serious type of eating and achilas keva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achas bimino va'achas bismolo va'achas befiv. Even if you have three, it's not a tziruf if they're all in different parts of your body. If you have one in each hand and one in your mouth, right? You pick one, you put one in the mouth. You pick another one in your right hand, pick another one in your left hand. They're not mitziruf. They're in all different places, and therefore it would be okay. It sounds like Rabbi Shimon. If you have three in your hand, that would be a tziruf. It's only if you have it like this. That is not called a tziruf. Right? Each one of those is a normal way of holding something. Right? Eating, putting it in my mouth, it's about to be eaten. And in each of the hands, in your left hand if I'm a righty. No, that's still called normal for holding. Right? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos in the Bavli on Daf Sadi Beis, where the Mishnah talks about the Malacha of Hotzah. That's the source for Shinui. So what's a Shinui? So for certain Malachas, a shinui is, if you do it, writing. If you do it with your weaker hand, so you can't write with that. So that's a shinui. Or coloring, kosev or tzoveya. But for many malachas, right, for grinding, I don't know, sometimes you might grind with your left hand. But for carrying, the Mishnah says, there are many ways that's called normal. Hamotzi, if somebody does hotzah, bein bimino, bein bismolo. So far, right or left. And we're not talking about an ambidextrous here. Right, bein bimino bein bismolo, bitocheko, o al ktefav, chayev, shekein masa b'nei kahas. Right or left is normal. Right or left is normal. If I walk outside with the thing in my mouth without chewing it, so then that could be a little strange. Right, but if I'm standing under the tree, I have one in my mouth, it's kind of like on its way in, and two in my hands, Rabbi Shimon says, that's not tziruf. The Mishnah continues there. Kilacha yada, but if I have the fig in the back of my hand, beraglo, befiv. In one's mouth. Bimarpako, ba'azno, b'sa'aro, u'bipantaso, u'fi'alamata, b'impantaso la'chaluk, all these different cases, pater shalokhotzi k'derechamotzi'en. That's pater, because that's not normal, that's not, you didn't carry it in the normal way that items are carried. So by the way, that Rashi on that Mishnah is a Rashi that's much quoted, where Rashi argues with Rav Haigon. Right, the source we know about Malachas Shabbos are learned out from Mishkan. The major question is, what does it mean that it's learned out from Mishkan? Is it learned out from the daily avoda in the Mishkan? Or is it learned out from the Binyan HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan in the first place? So that is a machlokas. We assume, Rov Rishonim assume, it has to do with the Binyan HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan. But Rav Haigon says that it has to do with the daily avoda in the Mishkan. And where is that? Rav Haigon quoted Rashi right here. Shabbos Adi Bezim and Aleph. Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas. The end of the Mishnah says, why are you chayiv if you carry it in your right hand, left hand, chest, shoulder? Because that's the way Kahas carried. Bakasef Yiso. With the shoulder. The Yamin Usmol V'cheik Orech Ara. That's normal. That's normal way to carry. U'b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. Matzasi Sha'amar B'shem Rav Haigon. Right there. Rashi quotes Rav Yisrael Bar Yehuda, one of his Rebbeim, who said in the name of Rav Haigon, Shemefurish Bashas Yerushalmi, goes to Yerushalmi. Ufakudas Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen Shemen Amar Ketoras Hasamim Uminchas Hatamid VeShemen Amishcha Shemen Echad BeYamin VeShemen Echad BeSmol VaKetoras Becheiko VaChavitin BeKasef. It's described. Yerushalmi describes how do you know that it's normal carrying? Because you see, when this Kohen Gadol went in, he had the Ketoras in one hand and the oil in another hand. This on his shoulder. So it's describing the avoda. It's not describing the binyan. Right, so Rav Haigon learns out from the Avodas HaMishkan, while Rov Rishon him assumed that it's the Binyan HaMishkan. But it's on that Mishnah on Shabbos, Sadi Beis Man Aleph, in regarding the halacha of Orach and Shinoi. So the Mishnah says that if the Tanakhama says if you take off more than one at once, that's a problem. That would be Nikva. One at a time is okay. And Rabbi Shimon says you can take off three at a time as long as they're being held in different parts of the body. Allah Larosha Mima, and let's see the Rambam in Zeraim on Maestros. We'll see the Rambam quoting that halach in a second. Allah Larosha Mima Lecheko Va'ochel. But the Mishnah ends off, but if you go to the top of the fig tree, if you're in the fig tree, the first half of the Mishnah was talking about you're on the floor, right? And you're eating it on the ground. Right? That's how the Mara Folda. Via Adam Omeid Bakarka Umalakate Mimena. Right, a person is on the ground and you're just picking one by one. If you went to the top of the tree, so then Mamali Bacheko, then you can just have as many as you want, because in the tree that's called Arai. Even if you're having a few at once, that's called Arai. If you look at the Rambam in Maestris, in Dalad Tesvav, you think Maestros, how much could you write in Maestros? The Rambam has how many prakim? 14 prakim for Ilchas Maeser. That's separate from Maestros Sheni. The Rambam has here in Dalad Tesvav, Te'ena shi omedes b'chatzer, ochal mimena achas upater, one at a time. V'im tzireif chaya b'maeser. But if you put them together, it's chaya. B'medra, remember, I'm sure omed b'karka. Avalim ola l'rosh te'ena m'mali es cheiko v'ochal sham. If you go to the top of the tree, you can eat there. Why? Why? Rambam says, but you might have said, because that's a snacking. If you're in the tree, you're not having a meal. Right? You're in a tree. That's called inherently snacking. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, She'ein avir ha-chatzer kovea l'maiser. Right? The airspace of the chatzer is not kovea. The Mefarshim wonder why the Rambam has an interesting lashon here. He doesn't say eating up there is arai. He says airspace is not kovea. Meaning, so even if you might be doing an achilas keva kind of idea, but usually achilas keva is makes it like gemar malacha because you've been machshevit. But here the Rambam gives a different reason. He says the avir is not going to be kovea. Interesting lashon that the Rambam has. The Radvaz also says here, v'lo chilek rabbeinu begova ha'ilan. The Rambam doesn't make a difference how tall the tree is. Mashma de bechol gavni aver chatzer inu kavaz lamaiser. It sounds like any airspace, any air, if you're off the ground, we'll get to that later on today. Okay, so that is the first half of the Mishnah. We continue. Gefen, she netua bechatzer. We spoke about figs. Now we're talking about other types of fruit. Somebody has a vineyard. She netua bechatzer. So again, the vineyard's in the chatzer. Same idea. No tell. Well, how much can you take? One by one. What does one by one mean? So I think we had this once earlier. We had this back in Trumos. So machlokes tanoim. No tell us kala eshkol v'chein berimon v'chein ba'avatiach div Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon says you can go one by one. But what's one by one? One cluster. You could take one cluster off of the vine. That's called one by one. Or, but the Mefarshim say, each one of these is an added chiddush, as we'll see. Or you can take a whole pomegranate or take a whole melon. All of those are called one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Rabbi Akiva says, no. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. Megarger be'eshkol, one grape at a time. If you take off a whole cluster, that's called... That's more than one, and therefore that's a problem. Uporeit perimo. Now it's even a bigger chiddush. You might think, okay, fine, you have to take off a separate grape that grows externally. But a seed of a pomegranate, you got to go inside the pomegranate and take off a seed? Yeah, that's the number two. Uporeit perimon. And then you might say, okay, fine, but at least those grow independently within the rimon. But if you have a piece of melon, that's just one piece, one thing. So you could take that off. No. The sofa is bavatiach. You gotta take a piece of the melon, each of these, and if you take more than that, then it's already kovei lemaisers. That's called achilas keva, because it's eating more than what you normally eat in one piece. Right? Now, avatiach is usually broken up into pieces, so therefore that's all you're allowed to take down from the tree at once. Kuzbar, which is usually translated as coriander. Kuzbar, she's zrua b'chatzer. If one has kuzbar that is growing in the field, mikartem ala alava ochel. Got it, one leaf at a time. One leaf at a time, and that is all. The Tiferes Yisrael says we must be talking about kuzbar that was planted in order to eat the leaves. Because usually the leaves are a byproduct. That's not the main part of the kuzbar, but the Tiferes Yisrael here says it must be that it was nizra lechol, or else you wouldn't be chayev. He says you know that from elsewhere. Just read that line in the Tiferes Yisrael. Venerali o demayri shazorim lezera uliyarek. Demlokein hare ha'alim p'turim legamri mimayser. Right, if you planted them only for the zera, for the seeds, then the leaves aren't going to be chayiv anyway, so you wouldn't be saying you have to take off one by one. So if you did that, kuzbar, one leaf by at a time. Vim si reif chayiv. But if you put them together, took off two leaves, so then you would be chayiv, because that's too much of a achilas keva eating. Has siya v'ha ezo v'ha koranis, these types of herbs. The Mara folder says, Ezov Yaduahu. It's a known Ezov. Okay, three types. Sia, Ezov, a Karanis. Shebechatzer. They're also, again, if they're growing in the Chatzer. So we're not talking about bringing it into the Chatzer. If it's in the Chatzer, Imayunishmar Chayavim. If they are guarded, right, meaning they're not Hefker, so then one would be Chayav in Meiser in that case. Sia, Ezov, and Karanis. So again, just like the Mara Fult, the Tricologist said before, that it must be a case where you planted the kuzbar for human consumption of the leaves. So here too, it must be that it's edible. Edible, Ezov, Sia, and Karanis. Right? We had earlier different types of, do you remember Tosfos, I think in Maseches Nida, described how there are different types of herbs. There are edible herbs, so those are chayiv, and there are non-edible, but you just use the flavor. But you don't eat them, so maybe that might not be chayiv da'araisa in Maisris, because you don't eat that. If you look in the Me'iri, on Daf Nun Aleph and Nida, where that Tosfos is, the Me'iri says there's different categories, and he quotes this these three. Kfar bi'arnu she'en chiyav Maisr elavav ochel adam. Right, Maisr is ochel adam. Right, remember we had the first Mishnah, back in the Masechta? Ochel nishmar gidula min ha'aretz. Right, that was the first Mishnah. In Peah, we like to contrast this, Peah had five requirements. Also, likitaso ka'achas and machniso l'kiyam. But the first Mishnah Maisras, klal amar b'maisras, kol shu ochel v'nishmar v'gidula minaretz, chayav b'maisras. Those three. It has to be food. Food, meaning for human consumption. Human consumption. Says the Me'iri, v'tzarach sh'teida, three categories. Category one, sh'dvarim she'en ru'uyim la'adam klal, something that is totally not edible for a human being. Afilu nizru la'adam einam b'chiyav ma'aser. But I planted it to eat, but it's totally not edible. Totally, nobody eats this. Nobody eats this. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to force myself to eat this inedible item. So that's not chayav in ma'aseres. That's called inedible. If it's eino ne'echa la'adam. Number two. Aval dvar ma'miyuchadim la'behema. What if it's something is usually animal food? El shiru uyim la'adam ayde'etchak. But the humans could also, in a pinch, could eat it. Right, so what about that case? Right, the Gemara talks about the Torah, does not the Torah in Chazal, barley being animal food. I don't know, we eat chalent, most chalents have barley in it, so I don't know, is chalent animal food? Like to hope not to think so, but that's not the idea tzchak, that would probably be in category one also. But let's say you have something that's miyuchad for an animal, I don't know, maybe this would be soren according to Chazal, miyuchad for an animal, but people eat it idea tzchak. So then, then if it was planted for human consumption, it could be chayiv and maestros. It's edible for a person, and it's you planted it for that, then you'd be chayiv. Aval alu me'alein, but if these things that are normally designated for animal consumption, they happen to grow by themselves, b'makam ha'mishtamer, ocean isru stam pater, they're pater. If you didn't plant them for human consumption, then these things that are usually for animal consumption are going to be pater. And then, umasharoi la'adam shaloa yedei atchak. What happens if you have something that's animal consumption? Oh, this is probably barley, right, in this category. Something that's usually used for animal consumption in the days of Chazal, but it could just perfectly be eaten by people too. It's not just yedei atchak, which to me we just said, then it depends why you planted it. But if it's perfectly, umasharoi la'adam shaloa yedei atchak. Avo bishayim regilim bohem elamitoch atchak, kugon bishanei re'avon. I usually don't eat it, but it's fine to be eaten. So then, afilu bistam chayiv. You go down one level. You don't need it to be planted for humans, but even if you planted it stam, so then it would also be chayiv. Avalim nizru lebehema, but if you did plant it for an animal, v'nimlach v'chashv aleim la'adam, and then you change your mind, if it's still mechubar pater, it doesn't help. And what's included in this last category, meaning, masheroi, it's roi, it's just usually not eaten, but it's perfectly roi, so then, even bistam is going to be chayiv, but if it grows by itself, so then it's unclear. And then he goes, sia koranis ezov. Staman la'adam, v'chol sha'olo me'alem, b'makam mishtamar chayavim. Says those three, let me just add to you, what's mentioned in that Gemara there, those are staman la'adam. So these three that we just had in our Mishnah, those are not just ideat chak, not just for animals, those are herbs that are usually for human consumption, and therefore, even if they grew by themselves, as long as it's a makam mishtamar, it's going to be chayav. Okay, that's an important me'iri, nun aleph in nida. We continue. Once we're talking about figs, so we're talking about borderline figs. What do you mean by that? They're on the border. Te'ena shiyomedes b'chatzer, v'note legina. I have a fig tree on the border. It's in my chatzer, but it's hanging outside. It's hanging outside the chatzer into the garden. So, ochel kidarko upater. So if I'm in the outside, I'm outside the chatzer, I pick a fig, and I eat it, I'm pater. I'm eating it outside the chatzer. Omedes begina v'note l'chatzer. What if the tree is outside the chatzer, but it's hanging into the chatzer? Ochel achas achas. I'm also allowed to. That's like no worse than the whole thing is being inside the chatzer. So I can eat one by one. The imsiri chayev. But if I put them together, I would be chayev. Period. So once we're on talking about borderline halachas, so we talk about a number of others. The Mishnayos like this come up in Makos and in Maaser Sheni. We'll have to talk about if we could put some of them together. Omedes baris v'no de b'chutz laaretz. So omedes b'chutz laaretz v'no de laaretz. What if you have a tree on the border? Half of it, its trunk is either in Eretz Yisrael and our branches are hanging out, or the opposite. So is this a holy tree? Right? Is this a tree that is going to have Kedushas Haaretz in terms of Trumas and Maaseros? It's on the border. Or not. And obviously you have to know exactly where the border is to know this halacha. So, HaKol Holech Achara Iker. The Mishnah is going to have different requirements for different areas of halacha. So the first Mishnah says, you go after the Iker. You go after the trunk. Why? Because that's where the nourishment comes from. And for this halacha, you go by the nourishment. You go after yenika, to use the lashon here of the mefarshim. Makam yenika se'ilan is where the trunk grows. So even though the fruit might be outside, it was nourished from Eretz Yisrael, moisture and soil, and therefore that's what it goes by, or the opposite. The mefarshim do wonder that there is a gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Chavav that says really nourishment comes in a 16 Amma radius around the trunk. So the Mishnah here should really say that it has to be 16 Amos away from the border. Because if it's anywhere near there, then the unique is coming from both. So the Mishnah doesn't say anything about that here. But the Mefarshim, you know, connect that. Would there be a chilik between Maaseros and other halachas for this halacha? Or maybe there's a stone. Maybe the whole ground there is stone. So there's no going to the other side, right? Even though usually you have a 16 amma radius, but if you have obviously a solid rock underneath, then it's not going anywhere to that side. Okay, different suggestions. So that's on that border. Ubabati arechoma, as we mentioned yesterday. Again, I didn't explicate enough in yesterday's discussion where I quoted Ein Summis. There are different rules, which we're not going to get into now, in terms of a house sold in a walled city. You only have 1 year to redeem it, and after that, you lose it. Other cities, you have different rules. You can't redeem it within the first 2 years. So the Mishnah here says it not only applies to houses; it applies to trees. Those rules. And how do you determine whether a tree is in a walled city or not? Same thing. Hakol holech achar ikar. If it's hanging over, then you go by the trunk. So those are the two. So when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and when it comes to Ari Miklat, Ari Choma, then you go after the Iker. But Ari Miklat, when it comes to Ir Miklat, in terms of the protection that the Ir Miklat is going to give the person who killed Bishogi, who ran there, what the relative is running after him. He's running, he's almost there, and all of a sudden the one who killed Bishogi runs up in the tree that he sees that is hanging outside the Ir Miklat. So he's in the tree now. Is he protected? Is he protected by Ir Miklat? He's not physically in the walls, but he's in the branches of the tree that is growing in the walls. Or the opposite. The trunk is outside. So by Ir Miklat, Akol Holech Achar Hanof. Goes after the branches. Goes after the branches, the opposite. And as we'll see in the Gemara, and the Gemara says elsewhere, here it doesn't mean only the branches. Here it means even the branches. Meaning, whichever one saves you. Whichever one saves you, Vitzilu Aida, not really, but we're machmir against the Goel Adam. And Achar Hanof means Af Achar Hanof. So, whatever, if there's any part of this tree that's inside the Ir Miklat, you could go inside any part of the tree, and it's going to protect you. That's how the Mefarshim explained it here. Shemikaro, reading the Mara Fulda. Imikaro b'fnim b'toch ha-tchum, if the Ikar is inside, b'tchum ha-ri Miklat, v'nof ha-not al-chus, if the nof is outside, ki heichi d'bi ikaro l'matzi gol adam katalei l'rotzeach, just like the Goel Adam, the relative cannot kill him inside where the trunk is, where it's growing. Benofo nami lo matzi katalei. So to the nof, he can't kill him. Deshadina nofo basi ikaro. You throw the branches after the tree, after the trunk, and the opposite. And the opposite, either way, you go by, it has protection. The Ir Miklat goes by even the nof. And the same thing with the following. Go be Yerushalayim, hakol lecholech achar hanof. Also, in Yerushalayim, determining halachas that apply for the city of Yerushalayim. Also, you go after the nof, L'chumra, even after the nof l'chumra, meaning what? There's two chumras. In Yerushalayim, you could only eat Maiser Sheni and Ravai in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you're on the branches hanging outside, if you're on the trunk outside, you cannot eat. You cannot eat. It's considered outside of Yerushalayim. L'chumra. But, on the other hand, you are allowed to redeem, switch the Kedusha of fruit onto money only outside of Yerushalayim. Only outside. So for this halacha, even if you are outside of Yerushalayim, in the trees or the branches, you're considered inside of Yerushalayim and you cannot redeem it anymore. So we're machmir in both ways. For the halacha of having to eat, which is in Yerushalayim, the halacha of allowed to redeem, which is outside of Yerushalayim, in this tree that's on the border, you're machmir both ways. You can't eat in either one, and you can't redeem in either one. There is a discussion in Maseches Makos. Right? Some might be familiar with this. Makos on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara there talks about, the Mishnah there in Makos talks about this discussion of Hakol Holech Acher Hanof, which was said here. And then the Gemara brings there a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, which seems to have different rules. You go by exactly where you are. We haven't had that one in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says you either go after the nof or after the ikar. You don't go by, well, it depends wherever you are. You cut the tree in half. So there, the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni seems to say that. So the Gemara goes into, maybe you could be mechalik between Maaseris and Ari Miklat, but there's an interesting discussion of the Rishonim. Tosfos there discusses, we're talking about if you're in the tree, but the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Pehei that you're not allowed to eat Karban Pesach up on a roof. I remember that halacha that they used to eat the Karban Pesach and then go up on the roof to say Hallel. But they wouldn't say Karban Pesach on the roof because Gagin, Aliyas V'Gagin, Lo Niskadshu. Right, the upstairs, which makes it even more difficult to think about all the millions of Jews, you come to Yerushalayim, you have to eat Karban Pesach on the ground floor. You think, you know, hotels, you have plenty of floors to deal with and apartments. No, you got to eat on the ground floor. Got to be on the ground floor. So ask Tosfos, Gagos Lo Niskadshu. So what are we talking about eating Maaser Sheni up in the tree on the border, right? It's the Gagam Aliyas Lo Niskadshu. So Tosa says, oh, we must be talking about a case where the branches are so thin, right? They're not chashuv, and it's kilu, you're on the ground. Because it's not considered a separate floor. That's what's going on here. When do you say that there's a problem? We have a separate floor upstairs. You have an upstairs, you have a roof. That doesn't have Kedusha. But if you're just in a few couple of thin branches, the Mayrish Anafav Mu'atin She'en Bahem Arba, Delo Chashivi, Vavi Ki'ilu Omedes Ba'avir Keneged HaKarka. Which sounds like, according to that day of Tosfos, it's not that the airspace wasn't Niskadesh. It's just that a separate floor is Mafsik. And that doesn't have Kedusha. But Tosfos says, if you don't really have a floor under you, then you're Omed Ba'avir Keneged HaKarka, and that's good enough. Is that because the air is okay? When it says Gagin Elon Niskadesh, it's Gagin, it's not air. Or not, that's one day. Od Yesh Lomar Tosfos says, even if you have thick trees, Avir Yerushalayim ki Yerushalayim. Avir of Yerushalayim is like Yerushalayim, and therefore you'd be able to use it for a different answer. Okay, There's another answer the Ritva brings, is that maybe you're mechali between kachim and maisros. Interesting answer. The Ritva there, in Makkos. For karbanos, it's not good enough to eat it upstairs. Maisros sheni, you can eat it upstairs. Fascinating. Why would there be a chilek if you have to eat it in Yerushalayim? But karbanos have a higher standard. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tani, nostin lo, so back to the first line of the Mishnah. There's so much to talk about this Mishnah, but we go back to the beginning. What did the Mishnah at the beginning say? You have a fig tree, you could eat one by one. So what's the pashup shot of the Mishnah? What does it mean, two? Two is no good. You have to eat the first one before you pick the second one. So the Gemara here says, you don't have to actually eat it, you just have to have the amount of time in between. Tani, nostin lo shows lafatseya ba pam rishona shniya v'shlishis. What if you picked a fig, and then, what do you usually do after you pick the fig? You crush it a little bit in your hands to make it soft, to make the juice start oozing out. If you had enough time to do that once, twice, three times, once you did that for three times, then if you're going to pick another fig, it's not going to be mitzuraf to this first fig. The first fig is potter. If you picked one fig, and then you waited, it's still in your hand, but you waited the amount of time. You didn't even have to do it, but you waited the amount of time that you would normally eat it in, meaning you squeeze it three different times. So at that stage, that's done. That fig is potter. You're not going to have to take off maestros before you eat it. And then what happens if you pick a second one? If you pick a second one after that, Reb Yona, b'shem Reb Zeira, shem likit es hashniya b'toch k'dei shows harishona nitzvlu shnayim. If you pick the second one before you had time to squeeze this three times, so then they're both tevel, and therefore that's considered siruf. And there's Gemar Malacha. But, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here explains, but if you didn't do that, you had enough time separating to squeeze it, the first one is done, is Pater. The second one, though, is going to be Chayiv. Because the second that you pick the second one, you now have two figs. See, even though the first one's going to be Pater, because the first one, there was no Tziruf. Because you go by the Shas picking. So this picking, the time of the picking of the first one, it didn't have anything in its proximity. Right? You had enough time afterwards. But the second that the second one was picked, it already now exists with the first one. And therefore the second one is going to have a chiyuv of maestros. Reb Yirmiya boy, what about this fascinating case? Classic Gemara type of question. I guess every Gemara is a classic Gemara. Zarakas arishona lamala me'avir asara. Above 10 tvachim is a different type of airspace. What if I threw the first fig up in the air, it's above 10 tvachim, and then I quickly pick the second one? So is the second one, is the second one going to be chayiv? Is there tziruf? So, one second, you might say, well, let's just read the case. Lo espika leiri lamata miyavir asara, and it didn't come down into the airspace again. Acha likit et hashniya nitblu shtehen. Are they both tevel? No answer given. So it can't be that it's going to come down then afterwards, because then by the time it comes down, now you're going to have two. Maybe it means you're going to eat the second one before the first one comes down. You're going to eat it quickly. You throw it all the way up. And then the second one didn't come down yet, so maybe that's a nafgamina. You're going to eat it before it comes down. Interesting, the Mefarshim, the Gilyone Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel here discusses, he finds it a little problematic, a little, because we know from Hilchas Shabbos, the Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adla Rakia. Only Rishus HaRabim goes up 10 Tvachim. And above that is Makam Ptur. So Lachar, we're talking about a Chatzar here, which is Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus HaYachid for Hilchas Shabbos is Ola Adla Rakia. Doesn't stop. So you have to say, maybe there's a difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Maestros. You'd have to be Mechalik between the two. And then he says here, in the he has Gilyoni Ashas on at the end of Brachas, he has on Yerushalmi. So he makes this comment here before he gets back to the rest of the Bavli. And then he says, look what I wrote in the Beis HaOtzer. I'm like, okay, look what he wrote in the Beis HaOtzer. If you look at the Beis HaOtzer, which we only have, Beis HaOtzer is an encyclopedia. Encyclopedia from in Torah. It starts with Aleph, and he goes, in Beis HaOtzer, we have Aleph, Avos. And he talks all about the Avos. Then he goes Aleph, Aleph Beis, Aleph Beis Gimel. So we have in the Beis HaOtzer, through Os Beis Yud. That's it. So this bad volume, Beis Yud. He didn't get too far. But in Beis HaOtzer, this starts with Aleph, so we're good. Avir. In Klal Chav Beis, he says, I'm going to write to you various contexts where I see airspace comes up. So he writes 29 contexts in Chazal where air makes a difference. And he starts with five in Zvachim. Right, he says, if you hang the behema in midair and you shecht it, is that okay for, you know, shechting in the Azara? What if the Kohen is in the air and not the animal? Go through all the cases of airspace. And then he quotes a bunch of our cases too, but that is a classic Beis Ozer, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, we continue. No answer given to that air question. Reb Shimon Omer v'chulu. Was this, remember, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, you can have one in the right hand, one in the left hand, one in the mouth. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Yechai's son, Reb Elazar, the famous Reb Elazar. We're about to get into some famous stories. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omer, Shalosh b'yamino, Shalosh b'smolo, Shalosh b'fim. Now you can have three in each. You can have three in your right hand, three in your left hand, three in the mouth. Why is that allowed? Why is that allowed? So the Gemara says, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Aydeituhu Achlan. He ate a lot. He was an Achlan. Right? Since he ate a lot, his three was everybody else's one. And therefore, for him, three in the right hand, three in the left, three in the mouth, Havi Mishar Garmi Kain. See, he was Mishar, he used his own measurements, but everybody else would have one. Okay, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. So Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, once we're on the topic, we're going to talk about the, first a similar case. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Ozal Gabe, Reb Yossi Bar Lekunya. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, he went to visit Reb Yossi, Chamui, his father-in-law. Havi mazag lebu shasi. He gave him a cup of wine. I mean, he diluted a cup of wine and he gave it to him. By the way, appreciate, we haven't had too much agadata in this whole masechta. Here we go, here's some. See, he diluted a cup of wine and he drank it all in one shot. Mazag lebu shasi. Another one. Drank it in one shot. Armele lo shamata menavuch kama adam tzorach ligmos bakos. Didn't your father ever teach you how to drink wine? Rashbi, your father. Yeah, you're guzzling down. You're downing them so fast. Is that appropriate? Amar Lei, he says, yeah, I learned the rules. Kamoshahu, if somebody gives me undiluted wine, achas, you just gulp it down. Maybe you can't deal with slowly. Bitzonein, if it was diluted with cold water, shtayim, two gulps. Bichamin, shalosh, if it was diluted with hot water, in three gulps. But veloshirach achamim lo biyenach shuhunaem, but didn't the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't use these measurements for your wine, which is amazing. Velo bekozech shu katan, or your cups, which are very small. Velo bekresi shu rechava, or my gut, right, which is very wide. Right? So, the measurements are for the average person. But your wine is great, your cups are small, and my stomach is big. Right? So different measurements for that. Okay, once we're on the topic of Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, the Gemara, there's a big discussion in Bava Metzia in Asocher, all about Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, and he was an informer, actually. The government hired him, the Romans hired him as an informer to get Jewish criminals. And other Jews were not so happy with that. But there's a Gemara, what is this story doing here? These few lines, so we'll see. Some say, because the end of the Gemara, he tests himself to see if he's doing the right thing. We'll get to. He has a surgeon take out part of his large girth, which we're talking about here, and to see if it spoils or not in the sun. And it did not spoil, so he took it as a simon min hashamayim, that what he's doing is okay, and he's not going against the ruach hachamim. So maybe that's what these few lines are doing here, but we'll have to start with that next time with Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon.